Christians made a difference. Few people have made their mark on the lives and shopping habits of Australians like George Coles. He was the founder of the Coles supermarket chain. He is still a household name 4 decades after his death. His father had been a shopkeeper, and at an early age, George watched the business struggle as a result of extending credit too far and too often. He made the decision that his stores would take only cash, would offer quality items at an affordable price, nothing over half a crown or 25 cents in today's money. That was one of his first mottos, and he would adhere to the philosophy that the customer was always right. He also paid his employees higher than the going rate, believing that loyal, well-rewarded workers made his business more successful. His first store opened in 1914. His chain of stores grew rapidly. During the worst years of the Depression, he partnered with family members to form a board to manage the shops. This led to conflict, as not all the board were as principled as he was. In 1935, he arrived a few minutes late to a meeting, only to find himself replaced as chairman. In addition, he was pressured to retire. This came about because he felt it was unethical for board members to vote on their own salaries and then keep it secret from shareholders. The matter became so public that officers of the stock exchange felt compelled to comment on it. Public support for George was finally instrumental in his reinstatement. A man of high morals and honourable standards, he could have been a millionaire, except for the fact money wasn't first in his life. In his 80s, George Coles said, "Above all else, I owe most to my parents for the grounding they gave me in the Christian religion." His greatest legacy to our country was not in the bricks and mortar of grocery stores and retail outlets. It was, in fact, to live out the teachings of Jesus and contribute to the well-being of society. George Coles was an ardent and generous Christian. He loved the Bible. He paid for Billy Graham's crusade to be publicly broadcast across the nation in the early days of television. He enabled the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence to set up a retirement village at Seaford by purchasing the land for them. He financially supported Christian education in public and government schools. He helped fund a hall at his local church and assisted many charities and societies, such as the Boy Scouts and the Corps of Commissionaires, a support and welfare organisation for war veterans who have the responsibility for the Shrine of Remembrance. The quote that he most often wrote at the back of his diaries was, "It is a sad day when a man sits down and tries to make money without earning it. He was a hard worker who reaped the reward of his labour." George Coles was a Christian who made a difference. Christians made a
difference. And our Christian who made a difference story today, the story of George Coles, was written by Annie Hamilton for the Did You Know Network. And the Did You Know website is didyouknow.info. And you can go there and check out lots of great stories Did You Know has prepared. They're all about Christians in Australia's history.